Welcome back to another edition of the Digital Digest with your girl Ace. I'm just checking in just because, you know, with the big event happening with Instagram and Facebook going down, I wanted to chime in. There's a huge trend going on Twitter with hashtag Instagram down and tons of memes created from that. And it just goes to show, you know, in a digital culture, you know, with so many people being attached to social networks through their business and entrepreneurship community initiatives, that this is huge, which is why everyone should have their own website. Also, if you're in the process of getting a website but you still want to put content out, Tumblr is such a huge asset. It gives you the opportunity to do the same thing that Facebook and Instagram allow you to do and actually go deeper with your content. And you can have as many blogs as you like there about as many topics. It is time consuming, you know, depending on if you have someone that's, you know, if you have a team developed or someone that's assisting you, or if you're doing it yourself, you know, I'm always available here if you guys need someone to reach out to in regards to Tumblr, because it does take some getting acclimated to if you're used to, if you're, you know, not used to using social media for your business in that way. So I just thought I'd add to the conversation because there's so many memes floating around. They are hilarious. You know, if you're looking for a pick-me-up, if you come across them, you're definitely going to be in for a great laugh. And it's just crazy because on one of the pages that I follow, one of the Facebook communities that I'm a part of, I actually thought like it was a one-off situation. I thought it was just happening to me that I wasn't able to log on. I actually reached out in the comments section and was saying, yeah, I'm having some trouble right now. I feel like I'm locked out of the social sites. But yeah, I still, you know, worked on getting certifications that I've been studying for. You know, I still continue to develop some things in the background to, you know, for a better flow of systems. I still continue to reach out to and organize my contacts. And those are all things that drive the momentum to drive sales, because at the end of the day, when you're an entrepreneur, you are a salesperson, and we just have to get to that point where we get into the flow of the sale, you know, because sales is only a transfer of energy. And once we know that and we know how to direct our energy, and we can better prepare by being organized. So this is why I think social media is a huge asset to an entrepreneur, but it shouldn't be your primary asset. Your primary asset should definitely be the content that you create, and whether that's you know, through your own website, through your own app, you know, putting flyers out in the community. Yes, I said flyers because they still work for brand awareness, because at the end of the day, you know, it's about being in the cloud, you know, as far as the social media, your website, your apps, anything that's connected to online or internet or digital or mobile marketing, that's what we consider the cloud. But you still want to be anchored, because that cloud has to be anchored to a community. So whether your community is a church community, you're a mom and you're part of a mom organization or a mompreneur movement, a small business, you're part of a chamber of commerce, whatever your community is, you still want to have collateral there as well. So whether that's brochures, flyers, you still want to have something that people could take away. And the more appealing it is visually, the more, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're actually going to give it some merit and pay more attention to it. You have a better chance of building relationships, which is what it's all about. And it's Brave New World and emerging entrepreneurs creating a world that we want to live in, creating a world that we want our children to live in. It actually enjoying doing it. You know, it can be a cumbersome task, you know, when you deal with the politics and, you know, administrative duties and things like that. But nonetheless, we're creating a world for our children. We're creating a reality that we enjoy. And what's better than that? You know, salute to all the entrepreneurs out there that was still able to push through and wasn't fazed by it. And to those that did have, you know, a little meltdown, you know, this should serve as a learning lesson, a learning experience. I know I was definitely one of those people that's highly connected to social, even though I keep my phone right near my laptop while I'm working, and I'm always on it. I'm always checking it. I have multiple windows open, so that's not the only thing that I'm doing. And I think a lot of us have become multifaceted in that way. And it's nothing wrong with taking time out to just listen to social media without necessarily having to be a part of the conversation, because that's how you develop who your true followers are, what they're talking about. You're able to see what the trends are. So yeah, sometimes a break is definitely needed. There's always something to learn. You know, we're living in a time where things are changing so rapidly. We have projections of the future saying that artificial intelligence has taken over half the jobs in the United States, 80% of the jobs in the United States, and that leaves a very small margin for minority businesses. So there's definitely some work to do as far as being able to control your own digital assets. And coding has definitely become one of the prime focuses. And that's something I'll be bringing more information about. So you guys stay tuned. That's all for this particular edition. Like I said, I just wanted to drop in a quick chat and just say, you know, I think entrepreneurs did a great job as far as continuing to move forward and push past any technical issues, technical difficulties, because again, you know, social media is a great asset, but it's not our primary asset. It's one of the assets that we use on a daily basis, but so is communicating through other means. So that's all my time for next time. I'll be back with more information, more updates. We're definitely working on some cool things behind the scenes for you guys. I can't wait to share more with you about that. So enjoy your weekend. Stay tuned for more updates coming soon. Peace.